This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. COVID-19 cases from the new variant are emerging outside of southern Africa, where it was first identified. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
This variant is spreading around the world, with two cases so far identified here in the UK.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced new measures aimed at containing the spread of the Omicron variant. Many countries are imposing new restrictions on travel from southern Africa, including the US.
We were so slow to act on Delta, and the whole world paid such a high price for it.
Danny Altman is a professor of immunology at Imperial College London.
Let's try and be forewarned and do it properly this time. So I think it probably is warranted.
The good thing is that we have monitoring systems around the world to detect these variants very quickly.
The World Health Organization's Maria van Kerkhove.
Already, scientists are sharing research with us, information with us, so that we can take action.
Open questions include the effectiveness of current vaccines against Omicron and whether it causes more severe disease. There's been no indication of that so far. I'm Ben Thomas.
Worried scientists in South Africa are scrambling to combat the lightning spread across the country of the new and highly transmissible Omicron COVID-19 variant, even as the world grapples with its emergence. In the space of 2 weeks, the variant has sent South Africa from a period of low transmission to rapid growth of new confirmed cases. The country's numbers are still relatively low, but Omicron's speed in infecting young South Africans has alarmed health professionals. Rudo Matibda, the head of the intensive care unit at Soweto's Baragwanath Hospital, told an online press briefing that they are seeing a marked change in the demographic profile of patients with COVID-19. You can find more on our website, voanews.com.